The show off. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, what's going on out there? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Man, I tell you, nothing like a feel-good song to start the show off, huh? What y'all think about that? I think that's outstanding, man. It gets my blood to pumping, gets my spirit to moving, and man, I tell you, I'll be ready. I'm ready. Hey. All right, y'all. I'm calming down. All right, Antoinette in the chat room. Of course, I got my co-host, Sister Ngoni, in there. And then we got guest 2341. Welcome to the show. And everybody else out there that's just listening, you want to be a part of the chat room, hey, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk and just log in. And come on, join us in the chat room. For everybody else, if you want to be a part of the conversation, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I'll read your comments on live on the air once I get them. All right, so that's all the ways you can be a part of the show. And I hope everybody is ready for a good one. Now. You know, today we're going to be talking about, did you get the message? Oh man, I'm ready for this one. I'm not going to give y'all a preview of that one. We're going to hit y'all at once with that one right there. But it's something to think about. Just something to think about. That's for sure, man. That's for sure. All right. Of course, before we go any further in the show, I have to bring this person on because, you know, because of the knowledge, her beauty, and just the grace that she handles things, we have to have her a part of the show. So, without any further ado, man, let me bring my co-host in, Sister Ngoni. Look at that. Big applause. Hello, my beautiful co-host. How are you doing today?
Greetings, Mr. Talk. I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful myself. I'm having so much fun. We haven't even started yet.
I love your new intro. That's just great. And the music is very upbeat. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, what a great, that's the way you started off to me. That's the way I feel anyway. You know, bring that energy with you when you come in.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because
looking
I'm happy.
To doing the show today.
Of course. Oh. Of course, you know, we have to do the show. We've been gone too long now, so, you know, we got to do the show like we supposed to.
Got to bring 2014 in with a blast.
That's right, with a blast. You know, we blowing down all those walls and all those closed doors. We knocking them in.
And we're
going to
talk about all the taboos, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to get to it. We go get to it. That's right. It's going to be so much, they're going to add another day to the year just so we can make sure we get it all in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's how bad we going to do it this year. I'm telling you. So, anyway, so what's on your mind, co-host? I know you got probably got some stuff you want to say also. I'm just chatting away like I'm just a chatterbox.
Well, no, I'll follow your lead. I know you wanted to talk about the young man that committed suicide. And I wrote his name down, but I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it right. What's his name?
Javon Belcher.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to save that after the music?
Yeah, we'll say that after the music. You know, because, you know, once we introduce a topic or something, man, we just get to going. And a lot of times we have no time to do a lot of other stuff. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Well, other than that, the only thing I have on my mind is the deep freeze that has invaded the continent of North America.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You know, and in some parts of North America, it's colder than Antarctica. Imagine that.
And I was asking friend of mine that lives up north by the Great Lakes, is she thought that it was kind of a natural phenomenon, and she was telling me that, you know, that the snow was kind of dry, and it was unusual to get that much snow with below freezing temperatures. Normally, you don't get snow unless you're up to 32 degrees.
Well, see, so now. We going back to that big old weather machine they got sitting out there that nobody's supposed to know about, right?
You know, China has one, too, and so does Russia.
Oh, okay. Well, that like corners the market then. But, it is amazing, though, that, not just piece of the country, everybody got some of this cold blast, you know.
All the way down to Georgia. It's cold here today. I had the heat on last night and part of this morning.
I know. It was 18 degrees here this morning when we woke up. So, man, I'm telling you, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I mean, I think in Minnesota, had a wind chill of negative 42 or something like that. Man, that is just too cold.
That's serious. I'd like to send out positive thoughts and energy to all those affected. Hopefully they'll be safe and, you know, because it's very dangerous.
Yeah, very,
a lot
very
of
dangerous.
Without power.
You know, and that's the other thing. You know, it's amazing how the weather just, you know, we think we have it so easy, but then again, you know, it's just like the weather comes in, and I don't care whether it's rain, snow, or whatever. It's just astounding how easily it is to end up with nothing all of a sudden, you know? And then those
electronics,
really, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, that overlap, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I'm finished. I was just saying, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, if you're not prepared, you know, you can find yourself out there in a moment or two.
Oh, yeah, and my heart goes out to anyone that's homeless. I mean, we have a lot of homeless people on this plantation. I was about to say country, on the plantation, you know?
Yeah.
But this is one thing that I cannot resist. I do apologize in advance. I can't help myself. I would just like to send a shout out to Al Gore and his global warming campaign.
Okay, then. There you go. Shout out to Al Gore and his global warming campaign. All right.
Thank you for letting me let
them. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. It's time, y'all. It's time, y'all, for that quote of the day. It's time for the quote of the day. And, Sister Angona, you got a good quote for me today?
Yes, and you're going to be amazed. It's just so short and straight to the point.
Oh, should I do the music first? If it's that quick, I may have to go to the music first. Because, you know, just thought about it. Once you say the quote of the day, we get deep into it.
This one is not going to have anything to dig down into because it's just straight to the point.
Oh, my. That I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, if anybody out there happen to have a quote of the day you want to read live, you want to have heard here on the show, hey, just send it to us at email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or if you want to read it live on the show yourself, that's fine also. You know how to do that, right?
I'm sorry. Don't forget to tell them whose idea that was.
That's yeah, that was Sister Ngoni's idea now. That's her idea. She thought some of y'all may like to read some quotes live on the air. So, you know, of course, I have to approve them first because I know some of y'all got some sick minds out there. We ain't doing sick quotes. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to tell the truth.
I know Mr. Beast will do us up real good. He'll come up with a real good one.
Yeah. Yeah, have everybody's minds going gray and carrying on. Okay. All right, y'all. All right, y'all ready for some music? I got some music for you, man. I'm telling you. Quote of the day is coming up. And right now, we finna go ahead and hit the Tuesday mix. Hope y'all enjoy it. My music director really worked on that pretty good. So without further ado, man, I'm telling you, here it is, the mix of the day.
I woke up when I got the feeling nobody's gonna make it easy. I left out when I wanna be inside as it's all. The mind.
man, I'm telling you. Y'all like that, man? I'm telling you. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. I'm telling you. That was nice and smooth and easy, and it got you to bobbing just a little bit. That's what I'm talking about right there. Whew, man, and the end of With Earth, Wind, and Fire. Are you kidding me, man? I'm telling you, that's the song right there. That is the song.
Yes, Mr. Talk, that was nice and mellow.
Nice and mellow. That's what I'm talking about. Oh man, I'm telling you. Whew. I tell you, I'm gonna have to give my music director a raise or something. Cause that was on point there. That was on point. I like that. All right. Let's see who we got in the chat room today. We got Antoinette. Hey Antoinette. We got Bible Truth by Benny. Enjoying Life. Guest 2341. Let's see, we have I know stuff too. And we got J-Works and Refine and Design, the beautiful one. All right, y'all, welcome to the show. I'm glad y'all are here. And hey, man, we got some stuff to talk about today. Wow. All right, y'all, so check this out. We got now this quote of the day coming up because, you know what, it's about time for us to get to the rest of the show. So I've been talking a lot today, of course, because I missed y'all, man. It's been 3 weeks, so, and I mean, I talked to some of y'all yesterday, but today is a whole new day, and I'm feeling good about some things. All right, so anyway, let's get on with the quote of the day. And, oh, once again, you know what? I'm going to have to write myself a note to get my drum roll back on here because, once again, I messed up and didn't do it. I'm going to do it tonight, though. But anyway.
Mr. Talk, if you think about it, that might be a little over the top for the guest because you give me that long applause when you bring me in, you know. So I could probably handle doing the quote of the day without it. What do you think?
Oh, okay. All right. Nah, I think you need your quote of the your drum roll to bring
okay,
me
well,
in.
Okay, well, you're the boss,
right.
Whatever you say.
I know. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You deserve a drum roll. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's right. Because what you be putting out there is knowledge to the people. See, it's different from introducing you than introducing the quote of the day. See, we're trying to get their attention again. Anyway.
All right.
All right, y'all. Without further ado, he is Sister Ngoni and the quote of the day.
Well, as I promised, it's very direct. Follow the evidence wherever it leads. That's a quote from Socrates.
Whoa. Say what? Did you say follow the evidence wherever it may lead?
Yeah, I thought that would be appropriate with your subject matter today.
And you know what it is? It is. Now, just because you follow the evidence to wherever it may lead, that's not saying you're going to like that evidence now. But you have to follow the evidence, and it'll take you to where you want to go. Maybe for some, and for some it may not. But, hey, you can't, and like they say, the evidence tells the truth, right? That's what a lot of people say, right? That's what the police say. You follow the evidence, and the evidence won't lie to you. So I don't know.
Well, you know, the police now, today, they're revenue collectors. We can't put them in there.
Well,
about
you know
the truth.
What I mean. Goodness,
everybody knows they fabricate all kind of police reports nowadays, okay?
Oh, well, yeah, they sure do.
They're about revenue.
Revenue, man.
Revenue collectors.
Corporations in blue. That's all it is. Corporations in blue. All right, y'all. Today we're going to be talking about did you get the message? But before we get to the message, this was a story I wanted to talk about yesterday, and we got rolling so good with the other topic that we never got to it. And it's the case of Jovan Belcher. Well, it's really not a case. And nobody who remembers him, he was a linebacker with the Kansas City Chiefs. He killed his girlfriend, and then he went to the team facilities and shot himself in the head in front of the head coach and player personnel person and a caterer or something like that. Well, anyway, all this, you know, has funneled down, and it comes to find out him and his girlfriend was talking about custody of the child, and she thought she should, you know, be living larger than what she was, maybe because she was with a football player. We don't know. Well, now, the mother of Mr. Belcher has decided that she wants to sue the NFL, saying they should have known something was wrong. Now, here's my take on this, and I'd like to hear what y'all have to say also. Here's my take on this. The organization, Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they were paying for this young man to have, you know, counseling and things like that. Okay. Now, number two, this is football. This is not tiddlywinks, you know, and you know, he understands. Once you sign, as my co-host is going to elaborate on a little further, once you sign that contract, that's saying you understand what's about to happen to you and your body. I mean, it's not a secret that the licks and the, I mean, football is football, man. If you're a defensive player, you live to put that big hit on a running back or a quarterback or a receiver coming across the middle. I mean, there is nothing like that. You know what I mean? So, and I'm saying all this to say this. I personally don't believe that they should be sued, the NFL or the Kansas City Chiefs should pay up any more than they have. They're already paying for the child up to the age of 18. I think $100,000, something like that a year, you know, until she's 18. I mean, so they're actually providing for the child as it is. So now then you want to slap them in the face and sue them, saying they should have done something better. I don't think that's the correct way to be. But, of course, that's just my opinion on this. So what you think about that, co-host, before I open up these lines?
Well, I think that's a pretty good settlement, but I would like to defer to someone I know out there in your audience that has played football, and maybe they want to speak on it.
Well, I mean, we have a whole lot of folk out there waiting. I just think, you know, personally, I don't think it's right, but it is what it is. So let me bring in, let's see, we got area code 336. We got Mr. Lowe on the line. And this is Mr. Beasley, probably, 111. I may be wrong, but usually that's who it is. And then, of course, And then, of course, we have Mr. Wesley on the line. So welcome to the show, people. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? Well,
greetings, gentlemen. Doing great. One and all.
All right. So
I can't hold back. I can't wait. Now, first, moms knew that she was going to get more money with him alive. That's all. She wanted more money. And so the gravy train's been cut off. That's all.
Is that Brother
Lowe? Yeah, that's Brother Lowe.
Gravy train's cut off. The gravy train's cut off. She's going to have to get her butt back to work. That's all it is. Dave Wayne didn't want to go back to work. She's going to have to go back to work because she figured that boy was going to have her set up on a pedestal because that was his mom, and she wasn't going to have to work anymore. That's all it is to it. I don't give a damn what lawyer she bring up. Johnny Cochran, they can go dig him out the ground. Oh, yeah, well, he had problems. Of course, we all have problems. But now this woman want to come up and say, well, the NFL should be no, the NFL ain't responsible. He didn't want to pay that child support. He got caught out there with one of them floozies and wound up, okay, well, I tell you what, forget you. I'm finna get a bunch of money off of you playing football anyway. And you got this kid in the middle. He killed her, didn't know what to do, and he went and killed himself. He didn't hide it hard to kill the child, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
and his mama now, she don't want to get off her ass, and I hate to say it like that, but she going to have to go back to work.
Mm. Interesting.
Period.
All right. Well, we know how
we
you
have
stand
a great
on that.
Comment in the chat room.
Okay.
You want me to say anything about it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, Galactic Science says the team owes that family nothing, and the fact that they are willing to show financial support says a lot. Most teams
absolutely
wouldn't even do that.
I agree with that. Forget about most teams. I agree with it says a lot that they're willing to even go and put a gesture out there to say, hey, you know, all right, well, we'll show y'all some love. Because, hey, you think about it. Even in the aspect of retire, when you ETS out the military, and Brother Jackson know what I'm talking about, when you ETS, if you don't say, oh, my legs hurt, oh, I'm sick or whatever, you just get out and then you go on about your merry way. You don't get nothing. Right or wrong?
Hmm. You're right.
It's the exact same thing with a football contract. You go there, you play, you hurt people, they hurt you, you get trained. If you hurt your knee while in the season, they rehab your back. They're responsible for that, unless it's too bad to the point where you can never play again. And so when that happens, hey, you're under contract, they're supposed to take care of you, you take care of them on the field, and everybody's happy. You sell tickets, everybody's happy. And now this Wayne thinks she owes some money. She ain't do nothing but to go back to her job.
Well, let me add a little bit to this. And here's the thing. The NFL recently settled a lawsuit with former players about concussions and brain
mm-hmm.
injuries. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that being said, you know, she has had this Mr. Belcher's body, you know, assumed, taken out the ground. Dang it, I can't have trouble with that word for some reason. But anyway, taken out the ground and to be examined all over again. And my thought
uh-huh.
is this, that she's trying to get a piece of that $671 million settlement that the NFL just settled with those other people. And I still say that's not the right thing, that they shouldn't give her anything because they are doing what they as you said before, Lo, they are, and Galactic, you know, they already providing financial support for the little girl until she turns 18. You
right.
know, I mean, and this is not no small sum of money they're giving this little girl. So, I mean, for them, for her to go and try and do that, I think it's a slap in the face to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it.
I think it's a slap in the face to the whole organization. To the whole NFL organization as a whole, because they didn't have to give them anything. This was something that got put on the forefront. And
right.
for me to know coming out of college, oh, well, it's a situation where I could hit somebody or they hit me and I get a concussion or I get brain damage or I do like Sterling Sharp in one play. I'm a hell of a player in one play that was designed to go away from me. In my whole career, so I understand that when I signed the line, period.
Mm. Well, let me throw this out there, y'all, man. Let me throw this out there, all right? Look at here. I remember a couple of years ago when people was going postal in the post office and shooting at the post office. I got two questions on that. Should the families of the people that got shot in the post office sue the post office? And I put myself in the equation. I'm an electrician, right? I know a case where a young brother in South Georgia, he was an apprentice and trying to learn a trade, and he got electrocuted. And his family, I think they suing the company he was working for and maybe possibly suing the union for that young man getting electrocuted. Are those two cases comparable to the case that you just threw out?
No.
I wouldn't say they're comparable. No, I wouldn't say that. Because you got two different facets going on here. Which are, number one, you're talking about, how can I put it? Well, I guess now that I think about it, it is kind of sort of comparable. Well, not the guy shooting up the post office. I mean, the guy went in there and shot up the post office on his own. I mean, no. What you going to sue the post office for? I mean,
well,
they didn't invite him in.
Insurance, Eric.
Okay.
The post office has insurance.
Yeah, well,
and
besides insurance, What is the post office going to settle with them for? That guy walked in and started shooting. He didn't. I mean, they didn't do anything.
Because they're not providing a safe and secure workplace.
He wasn't providing a safe and secure workplace. Well, hell, what workplace is secure enough to where you can stop anybody from walking in and shooting? And in this day and time, we know that's nowhere. That's nowhere.
Well,
so
it's not a matter of
that's a null and void argument right there.
But it's
great
not
point.
The point that they can stop him from shooting up is the fact that they have insurance, and that's the cost of doing business. They're responsible for what happens on the premises.
I can see if he was an employee, but he wasn't an employee. He walked in and started shooting up folk. So I mean, how does that relate?
The post office could file a claim and get paid based on that event. The post office could file a claim with their insurance and get paid. For any damages that were done to the premises, they can get money, so why shouldn't the people that were injured get something?
This, This is a situation where somebody walks in, see a little water on the floor somewhere, and they walk over there and slip and fall and hurt themselves. That's all this is.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I think I probably got confused here a little bit. All right, so are you talking about the actual employees that may have got hurt from this guy shooting up the place, right? That's what you're speaking of. See, I was talking about the shooters themselves. Huh?
No.
Yeah,
I was talking about the employees that were there, that the post office probably has a responsibility to have a safe, secure workplace.
Well, I agree with Mr. Beasley. Because the post office can file a claim and get paid based on that occurrence, that what happened there.
The way I see this Yvonne Belcher situation, it's really sad, and what I see is a mother that's grieving. And when people are grieving, they grief expresses itself in many ways. I don't think it's rational for her to think that the NFL has any responsibility for her son's actions. It's her son that really did all of this, and I don't think it has too much to do with the NFL. But when you see people grieving, they're not really rational. I want to give an example. There's something going up here in the San Francisco Bay Area right now. You may have heard about it. There's a young
13-year-old girl.
Yeah, she went to Children's Hospital for a tonsillectomy, and she had a heart attack or something happened, and they declared her brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kept her on life support. Now the family, in their grief, they don't seem to understand that the little girl is dead, and she's hooked up to life support. And so the life support is, you know, the woman, your chest goes up and down. There's a heart beating, but it's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone to court, and it's been a couple of weeks now, and I think they've moved the little girl. But, you know, they don't seem to understand that the little girl is not coming back. And, you know, when people are grieving, they do a lot of things that don't make sense. I think, isn't the grandmother or isn't Yvonne Belcher's mother the guardian of the child?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to go to work. She's getting $9,000-$10,000 a month to take care of the child. So, I mean, she doesn't have to go back to work. I don't see how she would have to go back to work or do anything. She has to raise this child.
Oh, okay.
She could be being influenced by attorneys.
Yeah, that's what I see. Yep.
Okay.
Family members or somebody that's not being realistic enough to blame something other than her son. You know, her son lost it, and maybe he lost it because he had pressure. Who knows why he lost it? But that's pretty extreme to do something like that.
I don't know, but I think, you know, personally, I think they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't anyway, especially if they're already providing that much support for the little girl. But hold on, let me bring two other callers in. Let's see, Miss Antoinette, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Talk and Sister Agonia and gentlemen on the line.
And then we have
smart meat off your house, Miss Antoinette. Get that smart meat off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I checked and there's not one on here. I thought it was, but it's not.
Okay.
How are all my godly Negroes?
Pardon
me? See, there it goes. Whatever, Joe.
Hey, if I keep getting called honky and white tea and all that every time.
Oh, hello,
on,
European.
Then everybody's a godly Negro.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right.
I guess
so.
A hit dog holler, man. A hit dog holler.
Anyway, Antoinette, were you going to say something, Antoinette?
Yes.
I'm going there with y'all today.
Yes, may I please? Has anyone thought about, as this lady being a woman, being the mother of this man that did this, not that she's lazy or she's trying to get anything out of it other than answers, she raised this boy. She raised him to be the man that he was. And she just can't comprehend how he could do something like this. Not only to kill himself, but to kill someone else and to leave behind his child.
Are you serious?
Yes. You know, and maybe different people, you know, different other football players where they had the concussions and things like that, that, you know, she's like, okay, maybe one time when he got hit in the head, that it did something to his brain where he just wasn't able to function like he should have been.
Ma'am, listen. We're not going to start to say, okay, well, it's somebody else's fault because of what somebody did. It's not somebody else's
fault. I didn't say
fault.
That's not what
that's,
I said. I said
what,
his
what
mother.
What we're doing right now is we're starting to lean to that possibility. And for his mama
well,
to
it
say,
is a possibility.
Oh, well, we need some money. We need some. You shouldn't
How
want
does
money.
She
you
need
should
money
want,
if she's raising the child and she's getting $100,000.
Because $100,000 is nothing to somebody that's used to getting more money. That's why. And when the child
well, Brother
turns
Lowe,
18,
you know what you're doing is,
with.
Brother Lowe, you know that possibility. You know, no disrespect to you, and you don't need to yell and raise your voice at me because
oh,
I'm not yelling and raising
I'm
my voice at you.
I'm not yelling at anyone.
Yes,
it's
you are.
You
are raising your voice
right
at me,
now. If
and
I'm
not going to allow you to disrespect me
no
like
table,
I'm
man,
not disrespecting
table.
You. I'm bringing a different perspective to the table other than what is
right.
already being presented. Now,
right,
I'm sorry if that's too much for you.
Well, no, it's not
much.
Too much for me. And like I said, I'm talking loud because of where I am. So if I'm yelling, then I apologize. But, no, it's not too much for me. And don't pretend like you call them, you're going to sit here and call me stupid because I'm not.
I didn't
if
call
it's
you
too
stupid.
Much
stupid
if it's
never
too much,
came out of
don't
my
do that
mouth.
To me.
Stupid
baby,
never came out of my mouth. You never
if
heard me call you stupid or call you any other derogatory term.
Mm-hmm. All you need to do, all that woman needs to do, all that woman needs to do
stupid,
is let bygones,
okay.
exactly, let bygones yeah. be bygones, take
yeah.
the little money that she getting for raising that girl, for that daughter, and go on with it. If she wants yeah. to go and say, hey, we need to find out what we can as far as the brain injuries, don't come out and talk about no money that you want. Talk about the brain injuries.
And
now,
did you
ever
think that maybe
you
that's the way that she has to go in order to get to be able to find out if there was a brain injury in her child, is that they had the body exhumed
and
everything
you,
else?
You
know, the
question.
Mother could just be searching for answers. You know, when death is hard to have closure, especially when a child that you raise goes out and does something so horrendous, and then you don't get to speak to him, to talk to him, to get any answers. You know, not only did her child kill someone, he also killed himself.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that there's answers that this lady needs.
Did he shoot himself in the chest,
got
right?
That's an excellent point there, Internet. That's an excellent
point. If they
zoom
his body, then they can see whether he had that CTR brain disease or whatever. But I agree with Lowe, man. That, he knew what the deal was when he started playing football, man. That's one of the risks you take, man. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it is what it is. But if he had that, I thought that they call cerebral encephalopathy. I think that's what they call when that brain injury happened. But if they could zoom him and see that he had that brain disease, then perhaps they might have a case.
In this day and age, he knew.
But the point that
back when Wesley played before they had
Beasley.
Face masks, they didn't know.
Excuse me, Beasley. I would just like to respond to Brother Wesley. I think, you know, you made a good point, but the point is you're speaking about what he did, and what Antoinette was speaking about was the pain of the mother. And
absolutely.
What Brother Lowe, in my opinion, is doing is making judgments that nobody, another human being, knows what's in another person's heart
absolutely.
Or what's motivating them. It could well be, like Mr. Beasley said, that the woman is in mourning and she's not, you know, really able to know, take the right
I agree with all y'all. Really, all y'all is a good case. Like you say, Nagomi, it might be the lawyer talking to her and the mother grieving. But like I say, if they can find out that he had that brain disease, then everybody got a case. So in reality, all y'all right, man.
Okay,
yeah,
well quick question.
Okay, hold on
I'm
for a minute. Hold on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hold on.
Never
check
once did Internet say or even indicate anybody as being stupid. I think that was a very cheap shot, and we got to learn to be respectful and to agree without being disagreeable.
You know what?
I agree with that.
But she did say something about his comprehension. She did take a slick shot at him. But he
absolutely.
Takes shots at people all day long, so
we ain't talking about you.
You should take
her.
It like a man.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about what was said right here in this call.
I'm talking about you, Brother Lowe. This is
okay, well,
going.
You can say what you want to.
I know.
Yeah.
And so can you.
Yeah.
And everybody is. Let's get on with the
absolutely.
Freaking topic.
I agree with that lady that's calling, man. We can get bored out
the
name calling,
man. I don't know about everybody else, but I saw personally a family that went from nothing to, oh, we have a brother, an uncle, a cousin in the NBA. I saw that in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, how those people's mentalities changed. All of a sudden, oh, well, I'm nothing. I'm never going to be anything to, oh, well, I only wear $500 shirts. This is somebody that wasn't even in the NBA that was saying this stuff. I saw this personally with somebody's family that I know.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so now, I mean, everybody has presented very good points of view as to this whole case. And I just want to put this out here. Okay, we're saying now the mother grieving, yes, I can get with the grieving part of it. But, you know, how much of a case really does she have? Because the actual Kansas City Chiefs organization paid for him to go to counseling and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, so that once again, I'm back to the topic, the point that, you know, that's like slapping them in the face, you know,
right.
Because
I
they
agree.
Are employed by the NFL. So if you're going to sue the NFL, that's like suing the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I mean, that's just my point of view of that. But
in order for any
organization
to be liable, that organization has to have told that particular boy that, okay, you do not have a concussion. Go out there and play. This is what the whole lawsuit about against the NFL is all about, is that, yeah, people do sign on their particular contracts. Yeah, I know that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get hurt. But if you get hurt and you come back and the doctor or the trainer or the manager says, you're okay, you know, or do you want to play? And the guy says, yes, I do want to play. And the manager says, well, you know, you do have a concussion. And the guy says, yeah, I do want to go out there and play. That's one issue. But if you're going to tell some guy to go out there, and he doesn't know that the concussion has long-term effects, then the organization, in my opinion, is liable.
Right.
All right, now that I have peace. All right, number one, stop. Look, y'all, it's a new year, okay? It's a new year.
Right.
And I'm telling you, stop nitpicking on little tiny words, dang it. We talking about a whole different conversation. Just because
right,
he said
right.
boy, he didn't mean it in a derogatory manner.
Right.
See, and that's part
right.
of what was going on last year with the Duck Dynasty crap. We always want
right.
to jump on one word and just ride it till we just can cause all the confusion we want to. Stop it.
Right.
We not
right.
having
all
it.
All due respect, Mr. Talkman.
I don't
want to
hear no more, Wesley.
Right.
Wesley.
Right.
Wesley,
your
I don't want
to
hear no more.
Weapon,
I don't
want to
hear no more, Wesley.
See?
No, I understand, Wesley. I've been on this for
right.
a minute, okay?
I should be able to say the N-word there, right? I should be able to
no.
say the N-word there, right?
No, you're not going to say the N-word.
Oh, cut him, kick him.
All right, now, let me bring Maze in. I won't confuse you. Now. Let me bring Maze in. Go ahead, Maze. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Can I give my spin on this? And I don't care if people get mad with me or not, because it don't bother me. I let it roll off my back. But I'm going
to
say
this. Hey, Mr. Maze.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Maze. How are you?
All right. But when
how you doing, Mr. Obama?
When they said that the lady were grieving from her daughter being on life support, just because you're on life support, then me, you got to be dead, brain dead, period. My nephew this summer, he just fell out and just stopped breathing. They put him in the hospital. He was on life support for like a month. He woke up. They didn't know if he was brain dead or what. But then they wanted to take him off. His mother said no. But he woke up. He lived for 2 months. He was talking, and he got up and he walked because his heart was weak. But his heart was real, real weak because he stopped breathing. And they didn't know if he was brain dead or not, and they were telling her all kind of things.
Yeah, but, Maze, you just finished saying they didn't know if he was brain dead or not. If you
flatline,
they
didn't know if he was
brain
dead or not.
So
I'm saying it's not necessary because you're on life support that you're dead.
I'm telling you, I know. Because they
–
I understand.
Is he alive right now?
I understand what you're saying.
No, he's not. After they took him off the life support, after he started breathing on his own, and he started moving around.
Did you not say they did not know if he was brain dead or not?
They didn't know if he was brain
okay.
dead. Nobody knows.
That's
he
the
be.
Thing.
He could be. That means that girl could not be, and she could wake up.
Here's
wow.
the thing. If she
stopped breathing, then let her stay alive. But if she unplugged and see if she's going to breathe on her own. If she don't breathe on her own,
you
then,
can't give people that kind of power. It has to be left up to the families. But there's a difference between being flatlined and being dead as a result of being brain dead, and then you still be on life support, still not be considered brain dead, and they don't know whether or not
because
you can
have
still
to do
wake
all
up.
Kind of X-rays and make
well,
sure
they know this
side
girl
of your
brain
is
brain
functioning.
No
side
well, that's the whole thing. If they know your brain
people talking.
We can't hear y'all all talking together.
They were surprised when he came, when they took him, when he woke up. That was nothing. He was functioning good. He could look to the left and look to the right. He thinking he knew who he was. But all this stuff they told his mother that he might not be able to know her when he see her. None of this stuff that he wouldn't remember. Everything he remembered.
Look,
but 2 months later,
the prime minister
he
Israel,
was
man.
He was 29 years old.
There's
he was just
a
walking down the street and he just
between being
and so
brain
now I'm
dead,
deal with that with the concussions with the football players. They have a lawsuit anyway from these concussions. So why can't she become a part of it? And people are just talking that she just became a part of the lawsuits that's already out there. Because
those are retired players.
Are
she's an active player.
They're
Did you let her finish
too.
What she's saying, please?
Aren't they? So the concussion could be causing
let
them to
finish.
Do the things that they're doing to themselves. So she's following along with the lawsuit with everybody else because they are suing the NFL. And so now they're making changes in the NFL with concussions because they found out what it can cause. Haven't they?
Now you brought up three different issues. You brought up three different issues. Whether or not now she's part of a class action lawsuit.
Well, she could be.
Okay, could I haven't finished. Now that means you got
to
toss out.
You
plan
to finish. Because you don't bother.
All right. So here's the thing. Either she's becoming a part of a class action lawsuit. Second issue, whether or not she was actually brain dead, because you don't know whether or not she was brain dead or not. That's what the doctors told you, right?
I'm talking about the football players. You're in two different
I'm talking about what you
wow.
just finished saying, too.
Good points, Joe.
Okay.
But look at Ariel Sharon, man. He was in a coma for like 9-10 years, and I think they still got him on life support.
That's what I'm
saying.
All right. Does
for
anybody
what?
Here understand what the fuck I just finished saying?
Go ahead, Joe. You're right. Go ahead, Joe.
All right.
Go ahead, Joe.
There's
right.
a difference between being on life support when you are brain dead and being on life support when you're not, when they don't really know if you're brain dead or not. Maybe like the Schiavo case, when they try to find out whether or not, you know, will she wake up?
They said Jerome was brain dead, but he still been on life support all
the same
years.
Thing that applies
Point.
To me applies to you. When I
same
talk,
to
I mean,
you
got
to
keep quiet.
Well, I
okay.
think you've been talking before I came
hey,
on.
Well, then
finish,
you got to shut up until I finish talking. So when that person has been diagnosed with a brain dead, flatline.
That's right, muscle.
Okay? Then they're telling you, absolutely, without any doubt, medical science has proven, you know, at least to their particular definition, that if you're brain dead, even if you keep the person on life support for 20,000 years and then take them off, they're not going to wake up. You've just finished saying, Mace, they did not know. So in other words, the doctors told you, we don't know. There's a difference between we are uncertain, ma'am, to we are absolutely sure brain dead, flatlined. Capiche?
Okay, so you finished up.
Yeah, I'm finished.
One thing I just wanted to say on that note is, hey, if you're supposed to go, you're going to go, regardless of whether they have you on the machine or not. If they got you on the machine and it ain't your time, you're not going to go. That's
right.
How I feel about it. Now, the thing about that is, why would anybody be so selfish to want to sit there and look at their family member waste away in a bed? They can't talk. They're not breathing on their own. They have no skills, no cognitive skills whatsoever. Why would anybody want that? To me, that's selfish.
But you don't know what they could do when they lay in there, man. They might have to be able to recognize and communicate. I mean, you don't know. I mean, some people been there laying in a comatose state, and then they wake up and tell you everything will happen around them, man.
That little girl isn't doing any of that,
it's
though.
Individual
right.
Person, people that have to make that decision based on, you know, what they feel about their loved
right.
ones.
You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
It sounds
and I'll
like
say...
That little girl went in there on a tonsillectomy, and they didn't expect it to happen. It seems like it's very hard for them to let go. It's a sad situation.
If somebody is sitting there with an 8,000 or 9,000 or 10,000 a day machine on this person to keep them alive or whatever the case may be, and they're not going to be able to pay the bill once it's over, that bill will be forked over to somebody else. I just don't understand it. You know, I have a child. I have a family like everybody else. But the case is,
if I went into your hospital, though, and you want my child, if I want to keep him alive on a machine until I want it to stop, that's what will happen. Because
well,
you called for her to be that way.
That's fine, Maze, but what I'm saying is, hey, if your body does not function without a machine, then your body is saying, hey, I'm dead.
Some people no good. They move up to it in the machine, and it don't even help them at all. So I agree with that.
We're not talking about that situation. We're talking
the machine
about what
is
it
doing
does.
Something. They move to a
right.
nursing home.
We're talking,
so
right, and that nursing home is going to get a whole bunch of money from this girl that's dormant.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Why else would they accept? If you can't roll over on your own and you're going to get bed sores because you laid there for so long and they got to put a colostomy bag on you, they got to put a catheter in you, they have to have somebody in there 24/7 to watch
you. You can do that and not even be on the machine.
We're not talking about that situation, Maze. We're talking about something totally different. Let's stay where we are right now. We're talking about somebody that's just laying there dormant.
We
got to
think of more ways than one than how you can figure out things. If you want one track, you can't think of other ways.
All right, well, hey. You do what you want to. You're right. If you wouldn't mind seeing your child laying there waste away in maybe 16 years from now, they might wake up or might not, then, hey, you do that.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
No,
all right, look, it's like this. You know, everybody handles things in different ways. Now, personally, I've been on the side where, you know, I had a family member that was on life support, and his wife just didn't want to let him go. And a lot of times that's all it is, the family not ready to let them go. So they'd rather, you know, we look at it as, you know, some of us look at it as, how can I put it, having the person suffer. Where the family members that's keeping them there are looking at it like they're not ready to let go. And they're still holding on to whatever hope they may have. So it just depends on the person. And plus, it's also, I think you can kind of say it's also, it may be a part of the grieving process also. You know, to you just got to come to the point that we say it's got, you know, because, but if you're going to look at the realistic side of it, you have to think about, you have to think about the financial end of it also. Because as long as they lay up there on the machine, somebody got to pay for that. You know, I mean, so you know, but you're not thinking about that at that time. So a lot of times it takes someone from outside to you know, bring their point of, you know, the point in that, look, it's time to let them go. You know, it is. Now, as far as this little girl, I mean, you know, I don't know what the whole case, well, she went for tossing and she went into a coma. Now, you know, if they think she is that good, I say just take off the machines. If she survives, she survived. If she don't, it was her time to go. But, you know, as you know, but as someone from the outside looking in, that's what I would say. But I've been on the other side too. I understand what they're going through and how they feeling about this thing.
Well, Eric, I've been on the other side too, because my brother was in a car accident head on. The car threw him completely out of the car and landed on one of the passengers. He went into a coma, and they had people come in from the church, and they were praying to, you know, for him to recover and all that. And my heart was saying, let him go, because I knew he didn't want to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on the other side.
And also, Mr. Talk, my husband's auntie was in a coma for 2 years, and she woke up and was ready to drive.
Well, Mace, you know,
bottom line
you got a lot
is
the
individual choice.
As strong as I am when it comes to things people talking about, and they ain't having to really live to see the wild come up. That's
she
why I can tell my
child. Hold on, let me bring.
I didn't hear you speak.
All right. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring Galactic Scientist in. Hello, Mr. Scientist. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, good people? Wonderful topic.
Greetings.
Hello to everyone. I wanted to comment on the Kansas City Chiefs player, and I'll just share a real short story. Everyone who has ever played football knows the risks of football. My freshman year in college, I went to this university that recruited me, and I was playing defensive back. Now, I wasn't starting because the guy that was in front of me was a senior and I was a freshman. Even though I felt I was better than him, you know, he had paid his dues. He had been there. So I got to play in certain situations, and I was a punt returner. Well, had a game, got hit in the knee. Fortunately, it didn't require reconstructive surgery, but it required arthroscopic surgery. That was on a Saturday, the game. I had arthroscopic surgery on a Monday. I missed two games. I was back on that field in 3 weeks. And what people have to understand is that football players are conditioned
right.
mentally that part of the game is you show your mettle in your ability to fight through pain. That's just it's just built into it. And there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. Now, why did I rush myself back? Because I understood how the game worked, and I wanted to play. Now, I got acute arthritis in both knees as a result of years of sports. However, even at that young age of 17 years old, I knew the risks that I was taking. I was fortunate that I didn't have the concussion issues. And that whole concussion thing in the NFL was a result of how poorly the NFL took care of retired players. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that when you're in the NFL, all your medical is free. Every team has doctors. Every team has orthopedic surgeons. All 32 teams. Once you're out of the league, it's a wrap. You got no medical benefits. You have no nothing. So as years had gone by, what happened was that a lot of players, because as an example, Junior Seau's family, he killed himself. Now he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And his family ain't trying to sue the league that I know of. Maybe they are. I don't know.
They just
whole concussion thing. But there's a risk that's involved that all players are aware of.
Right.
And once you step between those white lines, you know, it's a gladiator sport. It's not like basketball, which is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. People love it because it's violent. Players love it because it's a way to test your manhood. And I just think, based on what I heard you say, Mr. Clark, I just think it's wrong to that person when the team had taken the initiative to go, you know what, this is a tragic situation. Here's what we're going to do for you. Because no team has an obligation.
Could it be that
no
they getting, didn't they have insurance on the football players? The
can he finish?
Popular.
Can he finish?
Oh, he's going to finish. I'm asking him a question.
Does he have
insurance? Would that be the money that the kid is getting?
No. No. That's a gesture from the team. No, there's no
getting,
insurance.
Well, who getting the insurance money that they had on him?
I don't know that you get insurance when there's a suicide.
That would have to, yeah. And like BZ said, I don't know if suicide, if you cover under that. But any insurance, that money that the mother is getting was insurance that she took out on the child. It's not coming from the NFL.
Okay,
I'm going to sue Mr. Talk for the misuse of sound effects.
Excuse me,
for
the
rest. On my ears, man.
I jump in here. Excuse me, please. I would like to share something that Antoinette put a link in the chat room where a man was in a coma for 23 years. He woke up and she said it's locked-in syndrome.
What?
A man was in a coma for 23 years. Antoinette just put the link in the chat room. It's called locked-in syndrome.
I thought it was called Rip Van Winkle.
Excuse me, whoever was talking, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, you know,
I'll go more with the Rip Van Winkle part.
Wait a minute, hold on.
It still doesn't prove whether or not the guy or the girl or whoever woke up was whether they were declared brain dead or whether they were not declared brain dead. Until I find out that somebody was actually declared brain dead and woke up from that, then that doesn't have anything to do with the particular discussion we had.
Well, I don't know if he was brain dead or not, Joe, but I thought it was interesting and wanted to share it with
you. Find out.
I don't know whether he was brain dead or not.
Well, that's the thing. You don't
know.
But
why don't you call
it
different
hospitals
if you have many people that won't come
to
that same situation?
A bunch of subjects raise his argument.
I'm not arguing.
It's in the Huffington Post, Joe. The man's name, he was 23 years old.
Was the person brain dead?
The article, from what the article states, they did not have the technology in the 80s that they had today to be able to see that the man still had CAT scan. They seen that he still had brain waves.
Okay, then, and we don't know.
Right, right. And something else that I wouldn't want is I wouldn't want a doctor to feel like, you know, I'm going to make my mark with this person. You're going to use my cousin or my brother or my sister, my mama or somebody to use all this research and all these experiments, and you're going to make a name for yourself. It doesn't have anything.
Can I finish, please?
I don't need you to cut in on me.
I'm just telling you.
All I want to say is nowadays for a doctor to say, hey, it's more important to me to make money than to cure people, because you have a lot of them that's saying that. And I need fame, and I need fortune. You're not going to gain all of that off the back of my relative. And my relative that I know from growing up and all of this and all that, they're laying there dead. To me, they dead because they can't talk to me. They got a machine that's keeping them alive, and nothing else is working with them other than this machine. And you got somebody turning them over like they're that gum.
And they turn them every day. They turn them every day. And let me explain something to you, Lo. They have body functions because the mother holding their hand, they can have movement. That's why she's not getting gum. Did you know what you were talking about?
Some of them have nerve. I know what
you're talking over, Maze Lo. Now you're talking over Maze Lo.
Well, she actually cut me off.
I don't worry about Maze because, I mean, Lo, I can handle him. He's not bothering me on Sister Lagonia. He's a grown man, I'm a grown woman, because I can take what he dish out. And I'm not going to cry.
She still interrupted somebody who was talking.
Exactly.
Shut up.
And if you cut the head, if you cut the head off a snake, if you cut the head off a snake will flop around for a few minutes before it dies. So it was only the nerve contracted. Doesn't matter. It could only be the nerves contracted.
You can have somebody else on life support and they're breathing, but again, it goes back. Are they declared brain dead? You can have nervous movement. Are they brain dead?
Okay.
It doesn't matter, Joe, because it's still the family's decision, whether you think it's right or not, or anybody.
Well, I'm not talking about who's got the right to pull it. I'm talking about whether or not the diagnosis by the doctor is definitive enough.
And sometimes the doctor's always right.
Whether or not. Jesus.
We don't know that.
Jesus, yes.
Anybody here understand English? That's all I want to know now.
No, we all understand gibberish.
It's not gibberish until you say it is, Maze, because that's why you got your nickname is Maze.
That's right. My name is Maze because that's what I was given.
We're not having a conversation now. We're just having an argument.
It's very simple. If a person is brain dead,
shut up.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Stop. All right, it's like this. Basically,
this is getting ridiculous.
You know, basically, it's like this. When we started talking about Javon, Belcher and whether his mother had the right to sue the NFL. All right, now we got on brain dead and comas. And honestly, you know, brain dead, whether they're brain dead or not, that really doesn't matter. If they're on life support, they're on life support. So, you know, it's still up to the family decision. There's just different ways of handling that. As far as Javon Belcher, it's simple. I don't think his mother should, but, you know, everybody has said some good points, and, you know, that actually makes sense if that's the way. But she shouldn't be able to do that. And as far as the concussion thing, they settled the concussion thing already, so she really can't get in on that suit anyway, even though her attorney may try. But that's just the way I feel, that's what we're going to go and say. But what I want to do now is hold it. Y'all ready to jump right back into it all over again. Now, what I
no,
wanna
I was
do...
just going to ask a question, but I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. What was your question, co-host?
If you think this is bad, what are you going to do when we start talking about religion?
Well, you know what? That's what we're about to do, and they know how I feel. So, anyway, we're going to move on to the subject at hand, and the topic is, did you get
Bye,
the
Joe.
Message? No, Joe going to like this one. The topic is, did you get the message? All right, now, and basically, what I'm talking about, we are talking about spiritual, religious, or however you want to classify yourself and whoever you follow. You know, everybody have their different belief systems, and you know, everybody say you should follow this God, or you should worship this God, or you should worship this person, what have you. Well, even though you got all that going on, my question to y'all out there today is, did you get the message? No, did you get the message? Now, before I tell y'all what I mean and what the message is, I'm going to let y'all, you know, kind of answer that question yourself. You know, what is the message of whatever you believe in? Did you get the message? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm confused. No.
We knew that. We knew that.
Well, okay. Everybody knows I'm confused. Okay.
No.
Right.
We knew the cracker would be confused.
No,
all right, low, 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 low.
Oh, it's
Why,
all right. He and I go back and forth.
It's not nice.
No,
all right, so
he and I go back and forth. It's okay.
Well, you know, but you know, there's some things that should be off limits.
Yes.
Like what? Like what? They
like,
had black
like,
guys
like,
that
like,
ended
like,
in the crack
like racial slurs.
Just didn't you hear what
Hold
I
up.
Said?
Wait,
they had
wait
black
a minute.
Men that
wait,
administered the crack ring back then.
Wait a minute. All right, look, y'all went to the side already on this mess. Okay, did y'all get the message about your religion? Okay, you know, Christianity says the message is basically you love your God with all your might, all your heart, and love your neighbor as you love themselves. That's basically the foundation message of Christianity. All right? That's a lie?
It is. I said that is a lie. I'll tell you
why. Okay, so what is the message then, Lo?
The message is, in as far as Christianity is concerned, when you say love, that word love is, you keep your commandments that you told to live by. You don't live by what man. Oh well, you don't have to do that anymore. Oh, we can do this. When you get to that stage, this is what you have. Where we live right now is what you have. You have homosexual pastors. You have people saying, well, oh, yeah, it's okay to have sex with animals. All of these things are what you have when you deviate from, hey, don't live this way, don't do this, don't do that. And when a man comes up and says, oh, well, we don't have to do that anymore, we can do this. That's what happens.
Okay. All righty then. And
I have a suggestion, Mr. Talk.
Yes, go ahead.
What if we're round robin?
A round robin?
Let everybody
the
say what they
church.
Think about the question. Then nobody won't step on nobody, including me, because we can't hear sometimes, you know, so at least I can't. I can't speak for anybody else. What do you think about that?
Well, that's why I asked originally, and they went off to the side about slurs and stuff like that. That's what I said originally.
No, I mean, around robin, let everybody stay there, answer the question, and then go to the next person.
Oh, well. I
then
guess
we won't
so.
Have a ball.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, we're going to have that regardless. But anyway, okay, that'll work. So we're going to start with, let's see, Sister Adassa? Something like that.
Adassa, yes, I got the message.
Oh, okay. So what is the message? What is the message you got?
My message is that religion is something created by man. Religion, true to the Latin understanding of that religare, means to bind and control. It could go several ways, but I got the message that we can't be bound by what somebody else's thoughts are. We have to come to our conclusion within our own mind as to what truth really is. That's my message. Because when you go by what somebody else say, you're going by that person's opinion. You don't know whether that's fact, whether that's hypothesis, whether that's a theory, or what it is. It's up to you to do your own research and study into the matter of what you believe.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Mr. Beasley.
I got the message. In fact, I shared something with you guys on this show that I don't normally share with anybody.
Yeah, I remember
that. And I was very serious. That was not pretend. So I've got the message. All I know is that he's real. I don't believe in any of these organized religions and their dogmas, but I know that there is a real power out there.
Mm. All right. Let's see. Oh, were you finished, Mr. Beasley?
I'm finished. It's simple.
All right. Miss Antoinette?
Hello. I got the message that for me is to walk in love. I'm not to judge other people. I may not like the things that someone does or their lifestyle or anything else, but it's not for me to reprimand them and holler and scream over them. It's just to walk in love. I'm to walk as Jesus walked.
Mm.
And as being a Christian, that's what I'm supposed to do. There's times I fail.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Now, see, I like that. All right. Okay, Mr. Joe.
I'd like to have the message where whoever's making a sandwich will make it quiet.
Whatever. That was water. But anyway, so what was the message, Joe? Did you get the message?
Yeah, from Christianity? Yeah, sure. It's all about control.
Well, hold on. Let me break. All right. Not just Christianity, okay? Just the message, period, as far as on a spiritual, religious basis.
Yeah, and any type of religion except Buddhism. Because Buddhism will even admit that you don't have to follow their particular ways. If you don't follow their ways, you are not considered a heretic. And their God isn't supernatural. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So I like Buddhism. But for other religions, which they preach dogma, which they have the supernatural creature rolling around in the sky, and you've got to believe what he says, whether it's the Quran or whether it's the Bible or whether it's the Mormon book, whatever the hell they follow. Or you're a heretic? Nah, I don't believe in that crap. Ooh. So that's the message. It's all about you do what I say, or you get condemned to hell, and I'll make you believe that you're guilty about going to hell because you supposedly have free will, even though you're not allowed to disobey me. So, yeah, I got the message.
So do you believe in God?
No.
This is round robin. This not. We going moving around.
You can ask a question. It's okay.
I don't think so. We're doing a round robin. I'm
okay.
The co-host here.
Yes. Let's see, who's next? Who's next? Wait a minute, Beasley. Who's next? Wesley. What you think, Wesley? Did you get the message?
Hello?
Okay.
They finally came and picked him up after all these years of targeting. They finally snatched his ass.
Y'all are so wrong with that. Okay, Mr.
Well,
Galactic Scientist.
Everybody's talking.
Galactic Scientist, are you there? No,
yeah, I'm here.
There?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, you missed me?
Hey,
you hear me?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody, hold on. I did miss you, Maze. I'm sorry. Hold on, wait a minute. Maze, go ahead.
Okay,
I hear you. I hear you, Wesley. Hold on. Let me get Maze in. I skipped Maze.
All right.
Go ahead, Maze.
The message is everybody's religion to me. Because there is no one no greater than no other. But when it comes to man's religion, I don't get the message. When it comes to the spirit, I got it. All I got to say.
Mm. Okay. All right. Now, Wesley, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Talk, I hope you got the message. I sent you a message about the quote of the day, okay? And the point of the matter is my religion is I took from the book of Michael Jackson. I start with the man in the mirror, man. So if I can conduct myself and treat myself good and love myself, then I can treat my brother and sister the way I want to be treated. And plus, I want to thank Mr. Beasley about that tetralologram where you figure out the meaning of the Most High, the real creator name, man. Since I figured that out, man, I'm getting blessed, man. That's a real talk, man. So I thank you for that, my brother Beasley.
Mm. Go tell Perry. Mm. Go tell Perry Steele. I gave you something of substance.
Well, you can go up here and disappear, man. We can't find Perry. He done disappeared. He done went up to the mothership.
All right. Hold on. We ain't talking about Perry right now. All right.
Thanks.
All right, Galactic Scientist, your turn.
Did I get the message?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm constantly evolving, so I'm a work in progress. However, in regards to religion, in my opinion, it's not fact, it's just an opinion. It's a means of social control, and through my experiences and my particular studies in various religions, and I just like to be informed, but I try to stay out of the rituals that are involved, because all religions have sprung from the same well, and they've been created to look differently according to different ethnicities and geographical locations. So that's where I stand on it.
I got a question.
Well, ask your question,
God
Mr.
is
Joe.
Black.
Is God black? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing, because I'm if I understand what you're saying, scientists, is that the Chinese have their religions, but since they're Chinese, they have a Chinese god. The Indians have their religion, but since the Indians have an Indian god, since the Europeans have a religion, they have a European god, and it all depends upon the geographical location, whether who their particular god is, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Krishna, you got mm-hmm. Krishna, you got Buddha, you got Confucius, you got Jesus Christ, you got Muhammad or Allah, you got Yahweh, where whatever part of the world you're in, we got something for you that you can relate to.
Yeah, and my question is, if the God is universal, he should have appeared as the same person to all people of all geographies. But he didn't.
I think the original people on the face of the earth, I think they're the one that know about who the real God and creator is. So you got to ask the people of the region on the planet of the earth, I think, they the one, and we the one that know what the real creator looked like. And once we figure that out, the world will be a different place.
Now, I will add this, though. The only problem that I have is that people anthropomorphize God.
You got to help us with that word.
Anthropomorphize, that means that you put something that's non-human into a human form. He,
right.
She, black, white, Chinese, Mexican, whatever the case may be. So we're taking something that is out of the realm of humanity in the sense of being in the physical world, and we give them physical attributes. You know, because everybody refers to God as a he. Where did that come from? So God is a man. I mean, come on. He, that means you're male.
So
how do we know this?
Well, in the Tetragrammaton, it has male and female characters.
I'm very familiar with that. And right. All of the mystery religions don't separate the feminine and the masculine the way modern religions do in terms of Islam and Christianity.
Right, patriarchal society.
When you study the mystery religions, you have the male and the female on an equal footing, which is like when you look at the symbol of the judicial system, the scales. You know how they always have the scales?
Yeah.
So that in essence is the esoteric message, that is, you can't have one without the other, but at the same time you can't give one dominion over the other. And once you do that, then you've constructed something that's human in nature. You have reduced it now, because now it's either male or female.
What you're saying is like duplicitous, huh? With the yin and the yang, the man and the woman, the good and the evil then, right? But also good always will outweigh evil, though, every time, though, right?
Mr. Talk, could you get to me? Because I mean, you know what, hey. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah,
I'm out of here. Now. I don't have all these big words, and it's going to end up with a bunch of foolishness. I'm just going to call it for what it is. You know, if you say you believe in something, then good for you. If you don't, then, hey, good for you. But the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, I believe in the Bible, because my life says, hey, read the Bible. Everything that's in there, right, it's about you. That's the way I see it, because what my people have went through, it's in the book.
Yep.
The things that my people are going through right now, it's in the book.
Right.
The Quran has no prophecies in it whatsoever. The Quran also says, hey, children of Israel, you are the chosen people, the same
right.
as the Bible says. But you'll get an idiot to come and say, oh, well, maybe this, maybe that, possibly this. I don't care about any. Nobody's going to toss me to and fro. And the thing is, if you allow somebody to toss you to and fro, then shame on you. An adult can tell one adult, hey, well, I have 10 apples and you have 10 oranges. Maybe we can make an orchard here. But if you get an idiot in there, well, we can't do anything here. We only have this amount, so we can't start anything. We can't. That's what an idiot would say.
So, Brother Lowe, did you get the message?
What?
Excuse me, Brother Lowe.
I have the message.
Okay, well, thank you.
And I'm going to start out with this one. When the person was saying, oh, yeah, just love. And then the first thing you ask, well, what is love? Love ain't the twinkly feeling that you get on the inside of you because you a boy and that's a girl and you like her or whatever. That's just an emotional feeling. Because according to, and this is what King James says, well, the scholars said, according to the Bible, 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And the thing about that is, when you keep the commandments, you're not going to say, oh, well, let me see how I can exploit this person. Let me see how I can get more for me. Let me see how my life can be more extravagant. These are the things that people don't consider.
Dude, you're right about that, man.
People nowadays only want what's best for their own personal existence. To hell with everybody else.
Having people along
long
in
as
the
like
problem,
that,
the problem
as long
I got
as
here.
I'm... Well,
time,
hold on,
please.
Brother. Hold on, brother. As long as I'm comfortable, as long as I'm happy. Hey, like I said, I'm not going to come in here with all these big old words to say something simple. To hell with that. That makes no sense at all. That's foolishness.
Hold on, hold on.
My God, how can somebody say they love God and Jesus when they hate their brother and sister? And
exactly.
They see every day. They see their brother and sister every day, and ain't nobody really seen God and Jesus and treat people like garbage.
Well,
and like you said, we are the people of the
world. Actually, Brother John the Revelator saw him, and he said it was a black Jesus was a black man. And
yeah,
Daniel
yeah, that's
said,
true.
Okay,
Daniel
hold on, hold on, hold on. Stop,
God was a
stop,
black man.
Stop for a minute. Stop for a minute. Now, I'm glad you said that. Now, I'm going to ask this question, and, you know, I'm asking this to the whole panel, because why does it even matter about what color God is?
Well,
why does it even matter?
God or Jesus. It depends on what book you
well,
come
Jesus,
out of.
God, you know, because
okay,
apparently
well,
it's the thing about what color he is. And
well,
I don't think the color has anything to do with the message.
I
don't know.
Wait,
it has
wait,
a lot
wait.
To do
wait
it
one
to,
one,
it
one person at a time.
What if y'all have the same message and don't know it?
Well, you know what? It doesn't
the,
have
the
that
thing
much
is
to do with the message, but what it has to do with is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and how the message was altered.
In Christianity, it may have. I don't know if it does that in Islam, though.
It does matter what color, man. People took our book and shoved our book and shoved their picture in it and claimed they Jesus, which is, if you go back to the book of Solomon, Solomon said, I am black and handsome as ever. Okay? That's in the book of Solomon. So it does matter what color God is, man.
Well,
actually,
I think it does,
took out
one thing at a time. One thing at
a time.
Excuse me, wait a minute, Lowe.
Brother Lowe, one of the ladies was starting to talk. Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on,
Lowe. I just said one thing at a time.
I was going to say,
thank you very much.
I was going to say, actually, it wasn't Solomon that made that statement. It was Solomon's concubine, the Shulamite lady.
Don't say, don't bring that in. Don't. Lady,
the
love,
please.
You're talking about the love of Jesus. You're talking about the love of Jesus. That shows a lack of love of Jesus when you disrespect other people's opinions or comments.
You
when
rebuke
you bold, them. When you boldly call somebody a lie, that's not following.
Bible, but that's not following Jesus.
I haven't heard that since yesterday.
Wow. Now,
okay.
You might want to think about getting a Desert Eagle, Mr. Talk.
Now, I mean, you know, and this is why I brought this subject up today. Did you get the message? Because although, you know, a lot of folks say they got the message, their actions alone say you don't know what the message, even close to what the message is. You know, it's one of those things where it's either my way or it's what I have learned.
Highway.
And if you don't know what I've learned, you know, you're not on the same level I am, or, you know, I have to just get all mine out there. And that's not what the message is at all. I don't think that's what the message is. You know, look, it's like this. I feel like regardless of what your religion is or what your spiritual affiliation is, you know, it all should be about, you know, and I'm just going to put it out there. I said I was going to wait till the end of the show, but I'm going to put it out there. It all seems about how you treat your fellow man and how, you know, you are humble, as in you're humble regardless of what goes on, you know. But we are so stuck in this realm right now of I got the knowledge and I'm going to throw it in your face every chance I get. Who says you're right? Who say you are right? Who says you are wrong? But the message is, you know, we don't need that. We don't need that. You know, the message is being acceptive of others. You know, yes, we may not agree with it, and yes, there's some things, you know, some of us follow the Bible, and we say, okay, if you're not doing this, that's not by the Bible. That's fine. That's fine. That's what you believe in. You know, however, if somebody come with a Quran and say, well, it's like this, you don't automatically dismiss that. You don't do that.
You're supposed to see
you
what
know?
You got in common with it.
Well,
that's true, Mace. That's true.
I don't.
Yes, go ahead, Beasley.
I don't think that's the message that you get from organized religion. Because in organized religion.
Who said, but see, Beasley, here's, now you're getting to it. See, the more you listen to organized religion, the more you get away from what the message is. Because once again, as everybody has said on the show before, you know, then you're being led by the nose. If you really get the message, it's a spiritual message that you have that no man can really give to you. That's all I'm saying.
Are you receiving it?
Let me make these quick points, okay? In Judaism, you know, that we're the chosen people from God, and everyone else is a Gentile, and we're the chosen people. In Christianity, the only way to reach heaven and have everlasting life is through Jesus Christ. If you go another route, you're not going to make it. In Islam, you know, everyone else is an infidel. Is organized religion set up so that people don't get the message? Because I agree with you. That's what the message should be. It should be a message of unity and being able to get along and treat everyone as a brother and sister. But organized religion teaches us different.
Yes.
All
that's
right.
True.
Hold on.
And the only thing that we can see that with our own eyes that really happens, if a woman is the only one that can give birth, and not a man. All
right. Hold on. Let me bring Sister.
And what
let me
the
bring,
hell is that?
Know that from every religion.
Hold on. Let me bring Sister Ottawa in. Welcome, Sister Ottawa. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank
and,
you.
The whole radio family.
Greetings, sis.
Yes. I just wanted to say one of the main things that I got from religion, I think that's what the question is, what did you get? Did you get the message?
Right.
And the message that I got that I always questioned was that all I had to do was to believe in Jesus Christ and that all my sins would be washed away. That has been a detriment to us because we just think we can do whatever the hell we want to, and it's all right. Jesus loves me.
Right. Great point. That's a lie. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Jesus also said, let the same mind be in you
that was also in the
Christ
who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And he was speaking to the people.
They swapped the religious holiday, man. So Christianity is a joke. Anybody that go to church on Sunday, you could even blasphemous, man, because the one of the Ten Commandments say keep the Sabbath day holy, okay?
Ooh,
and these Christians done flipped the doggone Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday. Okay, so if
nobody's
going to church on Sunday, I think you should recheck yourself, man, because I'm not here to condemn y'all. But for all that I know, I'm trying to keep my Father's commandments.
Well, you just tell the truth, and you'll be all right there, Mr. Wesley. Tell the truth.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about all Christians. I know the Catholic faith did that.
Well, wait. We're not talking
about Christianity.
Those people are the ones that said, hey,
that's what I'm saying, Lo. That's what I'm saying. Catholics are the ones that changed it from Saturday to Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
The Catholics are the ones running the Christian church.
And black people have been fooled by this, man. Okay,
well, not
like,
only
like
the
all
Christian
y'all know,
church.
Black people have been fooled by this Christianity by worshiping on Sunday. And used to be black theology, used to be liberation theology. Now it's all about prosper and proper and praise and worship and prospering, man. Okay, so the black church is wrong, all the way wrong, man. Anybody self putting the black church this Sunday is a fool.
Well, Wesley, may I say something?
I know he got
that's the reason why
ready.
It's a spiritual walk. It's not. It's your spiritual relationship with God. It's a personal relationship. It's a personal walk.
Well, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments, ma'am. Keep the Sabbath day holy. The Sabbath is not Sunday. The Sabbath is Saturday.
That's true. And the Bible says, he that says, I know him and keep not my commandments is a liar.
And Jesus did not keep those commandments because that's how he transgressed. He did his work on the Sabbath. He went into the church healing, and it was an abomination. And he was crucified.
I don't know who you are. I don't know, lady, I don't know who you are. But the question is it good to do good on the Sabbath? That's the question. Is it good to do good on the Sabbath? Yes or no?
But that's not the law. You do not do
that.
That is the law.
The Sabbath.
On the Sabbath.
The word of God,
Sabbath,
they never changed from the beginning. The word of God ain't never changed from the beginning. Okay? You either going to worship the Sabbath the way it's supposed to be, or you ain't.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what you do believe in the Bible. That's true.
Whoever the lady is, first, I apologize for saying this, for not saying this earlier. Do you have a husband or something? Because realistically, I would need to speak to him about this. Not you, because
you know what?
The head of
you
every,
are not
the,
a spirit. You're not spirit. Female is spirit. So you need to understand if you're not going to horn that female side of you so that you can be intuitive and spiritual, then you should allow your wife to be that entity for you, sir.
Can I have a question? Can we punish each other for our sins?
In my house.
We punish ourselves for our sins.
In my house, I can't speak to you what you do. But in my house, we stick as close as we can to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Bible. I can't
speak
to anybody.
You're so full of it. You're so full of it.
You can say, hold on, brother.
You are so full of it.
No.
You are so full of it. You mock people. You call people names. You're disrespectful to people for no reason whatsoever. And you're talking about
on this show.
You know what? That's you. You're doing it. That's the only person that I know. You do that all the time on the regular. And you're some type of authority.
I'm no type of authority.
Then
I never said that.
Then be quiet.
I never said that.
Because you don't walk it the way that you talk it.
Don't put that on me, man. Like I said, we live as closely as we can.
You call people names. You disrespect people.
You're rude.
Have I disrespected? No. Wait, man.
That's okay. You can be like that.
No.
Just don't be like that and then act like you're some type of authority on how people should be.
I'll say for the fifth time, I haven't said I'm an authority. I said it before. I'm not an authority. Don't look at me because I said what I do at my house, and you look at yourself and say, well, he think it. I don't think anything. I said what we try to do. Now,
may I ask you a question?
No, the scriptures will make you perfect according to the scriptures. We all strive for
perfection. No, we're attaining to be perfect.
We're
not
going to
reach
perfect. How you going to say that when Job was perfect?
If you're going to be perfect and worship the Most High, you must when the Sabbath day is supposed to be Sabbath.
Job was perfect. So don't say what can't happen. I get tired of listening
perfect,
to all these people.
If Job wouldn't have got sick.
Excuse me?
If
you
Job
will
was
have
perfect.
Tests. You will have tests to see where your faith is at. What are you saying to me, woman?
I beg your pardon.
You
know, see, you said that you're in your household. That
I tell you what you
y'all follow.
Go ahead,
but let me ask you something. Excuse me. Let me ask you something.
Man,
are you following
it?
What are you following it? Because just as Beasley was saying that you're disrespectful and everything else. How can you expect someone to show you respect and to show you love when you're coming off that no one can say anything other than you and everything that comes out of your mouth is right?
Absolutely.
Are you walking in the spirit or are you walking
in
the flesh?
Absolutely.
Take that hypocrite to school.
Mr. Talk, I'd like to, can I cut in just for a second?
Yeah, why not?
I just wanted to comment on what Sister Ottawa said, and I think it was very important, and I think it was something that got missed when she was talking about the feminine element. And when you look at the two major religions in the world, which is basically, three, Christianity, Catholicism, and Islam, they all three have done the same thing in regards to the feminine. The feminine was completely subjugated through one event or the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the Bible, now I'm not real, you know, I have read the Quran, but, you know, you got to read that. You got to read these things over and over to really understand what's going on. And even then, you really don't get it all. But one of the commonalities that I've noticed is that, especially like in the Bible, when we get the story of Adam and Eve, it's the woman who goes to the tree of knowledge of good and evil who takes the forbidden fruit. Now, at the point that she does that, it creates a mentality that is consistent throughout for those that believe that, okay, the woman can't be trusted. And what did man do? He was like, all right, God, if you're going to kick her out, I'm with her, you're going to have to kick me out too. And it was like, okay, once that happened, then she was put in a position of, she was put in a secondary position. Islam does the same thing. Catholicism does the exact same thing. So when I look at that, the question that arises in my mind, especially with my studies in the mystery religions, where the feminine is a very prominent and integral part of the whole process, how is it that it's being removed? Because you notice that when we talk about the Holy Trinity, it's, but what is it, the Father, the Son,
the
Holy Ghost. Now, if we really look at that,
the Holy Spirit.
If we look at it, who is the Holy Spirit in disguise? It's got to be the female.
Maybe it was Mary Magdalene and Martha and Martha and all of those women that they don't
talk
about.
It's
got to
be the female. But why is it?
Can I add something to what you were saying?
Sure.
When you were talking about Adam and Eve and how Eve partaked of the fruit, now keep in mind when Eve partaked of that fruit and then she went to her husband, she went to Adam was taught directly by God.
God taught him. Adam, in turn, taught his wife. So when Eve came to him and told him to partake of the fruit, then why didn't he just turn her down and tell her no? So
because
it was him that went against God.
Okay, let me answer that.
Deceived, but Adam knew.
Let me answer that.
The reason is hard for a man to turn down whatever a woman got, okay? And the devil knows, I've been told this. Listen, I've been told the way y'all women are the truth and the light of the universe, close to the Most High. That uterus you got is like the life, like y'all said earlier, okay? So they know, the enemy know, the only way to get to the man is to get back to the woman first, okay? And that's the whole problem we got now. Your women are jammed up by this messed up intuition. They're jamming y'all women up, okay? And that's how they're going to try to mess up civilization. By getting
okay,
to the woman
hold on
first,
a minute.
Therefore
okay,
they get to the man.
Okay,
exactly
hold on a minute. Hold on.
That's a male
right.
chauvinist
Sister,
opinion.
Sister Ngoni.
That's right,
lady. Sister Ngoni.
Yes,
Sister
sir.
Ngoni. Go
right.
ahead. I know you want to get in here, so go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I think there's one point missing, and that is, but Sister Otto, I did bring it up, that we have both feminine and masculine in both male and female. So
yes.
it's not just about the woman. It's about the male embracing his feminine side as well as his masculine side, and the same with the female. And I know
well,
female and male.
What
feminine
is not
side
everybody
man
jammed
has.
Up? Look, I say
what
something. I'm going to break this on down, right? The problem not everybody jammed up. Where the men want to be women and the women acting like men, okay? Nobody,
there you,
everybody
there you go.
Is crip. Everything is
right.
crip right now, okay? And if y'all quit going to church on Saturday, on Sunday, and go on the Sabbath like you're supposed to, then everything will be upright and set right. That's the whole
okay,
problem.
Right.
Everybody
right.
confused.
What is it?
That,
what good
that,
is it?
Everybody confused. Men
problem.
Want to be men or women, and women want to be men, okay? Nobody
let
can play the role of God made them to be.
But what is it?
Let
right.
me respond to you, Brother Wesley. Okay,
am
first
I, am
of
I?
All, it, first of all, who defining how a woman should be? How
woman,
are we defining?
I just told
that?
You, a woman is a universe of the life.
Yes,
life in the
woman,
world.
Yes,
a woman pulls the brain life. A woman pulls
okay.
the brain life into the world.
Me
a woman pulls the brain life. Brain babies into the world. Brain life. A woman are hunters and gatherers, okay, by nature. That's what y'all
Brother
do.
Brother Wesley, can I please
I'm
ask a question?
I'm trying to tell you what y'all rule are. You're asking a question, right?
No, I'm asking a question is whose
okay.
definition
yeah.
defines, is a woman supposed to walk 10 paces behind you? Is that what it
no,
is?
No, I did not say that. That's your definition. 20. I did not say that. I didn't tell you how you got to walk. Did I say that?
I was
well,
just asking.
Could I said
could
play
I
your
ask
criminal role as being a mother of the universe where you bring forth life, okay, where you sit down and go to the bathroom. Don't try to go to the bathroom and stand up.
Can I ask a question?
I'd be happy yes. with the home-cooked meal. You don't
I
have
just,
to bring life necessarily.
My question, I just want to ask one question, and the question is, whom was made for who? Was the man made for the woman or vice versa or both?
Well, the answer I have for you is I'm not a rib woman, and I don't think the Creator created Adam and no bone out and made
his
a woman.
His book says that he made a woman for the man.
Question.
Let me ask you another question. What's greater, the hole or the pole? Figure that out.
Wait,
is the hole greater than the pole or the
wait.
Hole greater than the pole?
Well, wait a minute. One other question I have.
What
no,
does that
no,
got to
seriously.
Do with the Sabbath?
Seriously, one other question
nothing.
I have is,
absolutely
you know,
nothing.
When, well, my question is this. If you say that you're spiritual, and you say, oh, well, yeah, I can agree with the Buddhist. I can agree with what the Bible says. Oh, I can agree with the Quran says. When will you stop being tossed to and fro? Because you have to pick one side. If you jump on all sides and say, oh, I can go with all of that, then the next thing you know, you'll be living just like America is. And that's out of order. That's
you know what?
Chaos.
I think you should embrace the truth wherever you find it.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this one thing here. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
You know that you know that's an allegorical story, that there was no Adam and there was no Eve.
Okay.
They're representative of something totally different.
Okay.
And they told you guys this story, and everyone buys into this story, and you picture an Adam and Eve. You picture these are allegorical stories that are explaining other things.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. You saw Adam and Eve.
I get tired of talking to people whose family went through and they ignorant asses going through everything in the state, and they don't know nothing.
Antoinette, I heard you was trying to say something. Go ahead.
Okay, when he said that Eve wasn't deceived, Eve was taught by her husband.
Eve
she was taught
was
by
deceived.
Adam. Excuse
Adam
me.
Was not
Excuse
deceived.
Me, Lo.
No.
Again,
never
I'm
talk.
Not raising my voice at you, and I was speaking.
Sound like I did a brain game. They playing the brain game.
But Adam was taught directly by God. So he didn't get secondhand information as Eve did. She got secondhand information because she got it from her husband. She didn't get
Absolutely.
It directly from God. So Satan was
Having
able to manipulate
God,
and
was,
to get
was
her is. To desire things because of her own lust, because of her own desires that were
That's
wrong.
Exactly what I said.
But with Adam talked directly to God. God talked directly to him and told him what his job was and everything else because he had a job. He was to name the animals and everything else. Now, he was the one that his wife brought it to him, so she brought the sin to him. He could have said no and not partaking of it, but he decided to go along with his wife, which was the sin, and disobey God.
So who was wrong then? Who was wrong, the man or the woman?
Adam was. Both of them.
It was both.
Who taught who?
It takes
two to tango.
That's right.
Mr. Talk, I never got a chance to answer Antoinette, and the only thing I want to say, and everybody can just jump back in, the only thing I want to say is if you take the story literally, story, allegory, mythology, whatever, if you take it literally, that logic works. If you peel back the layers of the onion, there's much more to it than that.
It is much more to it than that.
It's
okay,
funny.
What she did, she laid down with that serpent, okay? Y'all want to be official? She laid down with that serpent.
Yeah.
She laid down with that serpent. She laid down with that serpent.
Hold on. Somebody's calling my name. Who's calling my name?
This is Adawa.
Okay. Yes, it's Adawa.
I just want to say that when we look at scripture, okay, yes, some of us take it literally. Others of us deal with it metaphysically. But we have to look at the symbolism of the garden. The snake wasn't representative of a snake crawling on the ground. He was representing the kundalini, the spiritual development. And if Eve had tuned in to the snake, it wasn't because she was sinful. I mean, why do we have to look at this? This is the problem. And it goes back to us knowing ourselves, because if we knew our own symbolism, we could read right through the messages that are being given in this Bible, because all of the religions deal in sun worship, the sun in the sky worship.
Yes.
Yep.
And we've got to take it to another level, on a spiritual level. We can't keep trying to deal with this like these patrilineal, whatever they are.
Pick it. But they're crazy.
God, if there's a God other than us,
uh-oh.
I see God
in each one, every person that I meet, or I try to see God in everybody that I meet.
No, you don't.
That's the only way we're going to see God.
The idea of God was formed out of a patriarchal society. That's true. A male-dominated society made God male.
That's right.
Because everything came through the woman, the matrilineal society.
Egyptology.
That's what you pushing. You pushing Egyptology.
I'm not pushing anything.
Like
I'm pushing truth.
No,
you know every day
a
woman is the one that brings forth a man child. That is a fact. And that is happening every day, every time a birth takes place, so that you can witness.
Is it a curse or a blessing?
Would you let her finish? Thank you. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister.
I think that we really need to look at symbolism and study symbols.
Yes, and the truth lies outside of the five senses, but we five-sensory everything. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. We take it literally, and we take it within the realm of the five senses.
We should take it literally, we should take it metaphorically, we should take a look at the allegories, and then I got a question for Sister. You said the woman laid down with the serpent, but it wasn't because she was sinful. Then what was she?
And who said she laid down with the snake?
Yeah, and you said she did it, but it wasn't because she was sinful.
The snake wasn't a snake. The snake was that fallen angel that fell out of heaven. That's who the serpent is.
The serpent was supposed to be a metaphor for evil. So if she wasn't laying down with evil because she was sinful, then why was she laying down with evil?
She was laying down with that fallen angel that got cast out of heaven. That's who she laid down with, whether y'all know it or not.
Now, those stories take you away from yourself.
How can you know yourself
when you have something blocking you that is so evil? Do you think that even if we just think about sexual intercourse, is it evil or is it something good? I'm trying to understand because I believe this gentleman just asked the question, is the pole better or the hole better?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, where are you coming from?
That was 15 minutes ago. Why you bring that back up?
Yeah.
Because it's in the air. Your vibration is in the air, and it's not a healthy.
Where are you from? Where are you from, ma'am? Hold on, Joe.
Okay.
Where you from, ma'am? Where you from, ma'am?
Florida.
You're from Florida?
What relevance does that have where she's from?
To me, it has a lot because I'm going to bring my point up in a moment.
Well,
where are you from?
Just say she's not from where you are. So bring your point up.
Okay, that's fine. Nobody is from where I am. I'm from my mama and my daddy. So, okay. I'm asking her, where are you from? No need to get
from
quiet.
From my mama and her daddy then. So,
okay, keep going.
The background noise has got to stop.
This is the person that says, the woman wasn't wrong. And then she come from out of the book when the book said the woman was wrong. So, pick a side. The reason why I say that is because of this. Now, if you're going to pick one part of the Bible and say, well, yeah, I can go with that. Uh-huh, yeah, I love him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, wives, submit yourself to your husband. I don't know about that now. I can't do that now. What part are you going to play? You going to play the whole book or part of the book? And, you know,
well,
I'm
number
honest,
one, sir, since you're so angry,
no, 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 you
what I do,
that 2 minutes ago,
he brought
you
up
now
a question. He brought up a question.
Exactly. I have renounced Christianity, okay? Because
I'm not
I have
a Christian
learned
myself.
Better.
I'm not a Christian myself. I read the Bible. I live according to the book. I'm not perfect. I never said I was. I'm a work in progress, as we should all be. But I can say this much again for the umpteenth time. I'm stupid enough to know that, hey, how did my people get here? Why were my people in slavery? Why do we have a yoke of iron around our neck? Everything
because
I ask
we ruled that one
everything
time.
I ask a question is in the book. I don't
need
to answer
the question. Okay, we influence the world. We influence the world.
I don't need you to help me. Everything that I just asked the question
I ain't
was
trying
right
to
there
help
in that
you.
Book. Was right there in the book. And the book said, hey, the woman was the first to transgress. And now you get a woman. Oh, I don't believe.
Can you get that story right?
The woman didn't transgress, brother.
Can you get that story
she
right?
She did.
You talking about
father?
She did.
We all. Let's all. Let's
who
all
didn't
go
have
over.
A vision.
Let's all.
Who didn't
let's
have
all,
aspiration.
One at a time.
Let's all go over.
That's
the
how
Timothy.
She sinned. If
let's
she did anything,
Timothy.
She picked the
let's
wrong
go,
dude.
Let's go over to Timothy. Let's go over to Timothy. Forget everything else. Let's go over to Timothy. We can get all this cleared up right now. Let me be a liar
and
let the book tell
philosophy.
The truth. No.
We can
I don't bring
up according to your philosophy.
Let's go over to the book.
Because you're the only one writing
all
of
that.
And
let that tell
the
book
and read about her.
I'll shut up. Oh, yeah, I know all about Esther. I know in the Apocrypha about Esther also. So, like I said, let's go over to Timothy. And we can get the truth on who did what. I ain't got time to run my mouth. We can go over to Timothy. Let's all pull our Bibles out. Mine in front of me right now.
Well, go ahead.
Let's go over to Timothy. Who else
Timothy
wants to go
1,
over to
Timothy?
Timothy
1 or Timothy 2? Timothy 1 or 2?
Timothy was a man just like everybody else.
First Timothy?
That's 1 Timothy 2, right?
And
first or second?
Male dominated.
Male,
I got my Bible
has
out.
Nothing to do with that. Everything is of order.
Yeah.
If you like it, that's good. If you don't, that's tough.
That's 1 Timothy 2 or 2.
If you like it, that's
where
good.
Where is
if
Timothy?
That's tough.
If you got the King James Version, 1 Timothy yeah. starts at 1291. If you want 2 Timothy, that's 1296, page-wise.
Is that...
Let's go over to 1 Timothy.
That's the King James Version.
Okay,
I'd just like to comment. I just like to comment on what you said, Sister Ottawa, in regards to symbology. This is real short. In regards to symbology, the serpent symbolically represents wisdom.
Sure does.
Yeah, that's why the Egyptians had on their crown. They had a serpent on the front of their crown. That's why
the American Medical Association has the serpent
yeah.
wrapped around
the
branches.
Yeah.
All
right,
a bunch of
snakes,
that's why.
Okay, so like I said, let's go.
I'm
with
your
Bible.
Somebody
just
said the truth.
Somebody just
said the truth.
1 Timothy 2, and let's go to 11.
Well, where is Timothy? Is it the Old Testament or the
that's
New?
That's the New Testament. Wow.
The New Testament.
It's three books before you get to Revelation. It's in the back of the Bible.
if you have the King James Version of the Bible, it's
yeah,
page 1291.
Well, my Bible is
the Almighty course. Woman.
1 Timothy
1291.
Oh.
1 Timothy 12.
2 and 11.
1 Timothy 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
Keep reading.
All subjection.
Keep reading.
Okay.
But
okay,
you said you
were. Keep reading.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to unsuffer.
You serve
authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Wow. That's a
hey, can I ask a question?
Go ahead. No. Go to 13. No. Go to 13. Go to 13.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go to 13. Hold on before you go any more verses.
For Adam was first formed, then Eve, woman being deceived, was in the transgression.
Can I ask a question?
Where are we at? Timothy what?
Timothy chapter 2, verse 11.
Chapter
Timothy 2, 1, chapter 2, verse 11, 12, 13 and 14 is what he
just read. Let's build. Absolutely. Let's build.
Let woman learn in science in silence with all subjection.
Can I ask a question about
keep
that?
No, keep reading. Keep reading. Keep reading.
Wait a minute.
First,
hold on, Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You got confused. It's my show. I've been a little lenient now. Dang it. Somebody asked three times could they ask
keep
a question.
The New Testament.
They let her ask the question.
It's First Timothy.
Hold on, Wesley. Hold on, Wesley. Who wanted to ask the question?
That was Adonia.
Hadassah.
Hadassah, go ahead and ask the question.
My question is, concerning that scripture you just read in Timothy, who wrote that? Did Timothy write that, or did Paul?
No,
who was
write.
A
Paul but, wrote but, it.
Timothy didn't write that. Paul wrote that, and Paul is known to be a male chauvinist. If you read the history of Paul.
Here we go with that. If you read the history of Paul, Paul was known to be a Pauline theology, a Pauline doctrine.
That's the problem. They don't want to go by the book, man. They don't want to go by the book, man. A woman
exactly.
Needs to play their role, and a man play their role, and that's why
exactly.
I say the roles have been switched now, man. Okay? That's the whole problem with the world today.
Exactly.
What, women?
You got a woman. A woman,
you know,
you got
in
a woman
the Quran,
on this phone
it says
line,
that
it,
man is both male and female. So
well,
God
in the,
made
in the
me
Quran,
a man too.
And let me, and
in
God
the Quran,
made me a man. I am of the man. I am man.
You were made for a man.
Yeah.
No, I was made for a man. I created
that's what the
man.
Bible says.
That
you
the Bible
can't
say.
Follow.
Let me ask
the Bible is revised.
If the man is so great and the woman did all the problems,
nobody,
why is
no,
most
no,
of
no,
the
no,
households,
no.
Especially among black people, are headed by single women who are playing both roles, and most
that's
of the men
design,
are in prison?
That's by design.
Hold on, Mr. Brother Wesley, hold on. Let me answer that. It's like that because people are not going by the Bible. The Bible
there
says that a man
great.
Has to be ahead
yep.
of everything. He has to make the right decision. He can't
yep.
say, well, I can stand back and
and when he's
yeah,
in jail,
I,
who's
can I finish, please, ma'am? Let me finish.
Excuse
me,
may I say something?
Let
the man say, hey, instead of going to the club, I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to keep my money at my house and I'm going to take care of my family. Instead of going to having five or six women on the side, the man
yeah.
will say, hey, I'm going to take care of my family. So that
yeah.
way you won't have 5 or 10 or 11 children on the outside and a woman pretending like she happy to love you, but she ain't because she know what you're doing.
Oh, Antoinette wants to say something now. Brother Wesley, Antoinette asked, could she speak after Brother Lowe?
Okay, now as far as, thank you, Sister Agonia, as
you're
far
welcome,
as
dear.
Following the man, you know, just like you said, if the man's at home and he brings his money at home and he's doing what he's doing, what he's supposed to be doing, and as long as he's following the Lord and he's doing everything that he's supposed to do, then yes, a woman should follow him. But if he's not living a godly life, and he's doing things or treating people or anything else that is against the word of God, you're not supposed to allow him to lead you down the road to hell.
Precisely.
But you know where I differ is that if you are in a relationship and the two of you love the Lord, then you all should
him?
Be submitting to the Lord, not
right.
to one another.
How do you
love submit
him?
To the Most High. And if
how
you,
you
both if you're both doing what you're supposed to be doing, everything is going to be all right anyway. A man is supposed to be responsible. A woman is supposed to be responsible. Bible don't have to tell you that. You're supposed to be responsible.
I'm asking the question. I'm just
asking if she got a man. I'm asking Miss Otto is talking all that. Y'all got a man?
She don't.
I have a lot of men around me. But what do you mean do I have a man?
It sounds like
what
you're holding.
You mean?
I got a lot of men around
me.
Sounds like you're old.
That's right. I have a
why
lot of men around
like
me. I have children.
I have a lot of men around me.
Sound like, excuse
me, because the question was asked, do you have
like
a man?
A
that's
you
why. Because the question was asked, do you have a man?
And this is a person who follows
you gonna
Jesus,
tell
right?
someone they sound like a whore because you don't like what you're saying?
Jesus, right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Talk. Females every day.
Bye. Bye.
And you know what, brother? You're right. That's a very good
perfect.
Question. No, I don't
perfect.
Have a man in my house
that's
living with me.
That's
really
but that doesn't mean, listen, let me tell you something. If I wanted a man, I could have a man, okay? But I'm looking for
mm-hmm.
something much greater than what
mm-hmm.
I see walking
mm-hmm.
on these
you
streets
looking,
nowadays,
somebody,
okay? I need a brother with
do.
A real consciousness.
All
with a real consciousness.
I'm asking all the women on the panel, man. I want to know
all,
right. all the women. All
right, all right. Enough,
really
enough, enough, enough. Wow. Now, you know, this is amazing. It really is. The original question was, did you get the message? Now, from did you get the message, we got into all this.
The guy's a label.
Well, Mr. Talk, I have a question. Can I ask you a question?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to know why you banned the N-word on your show, but no can call women whores on your show.
Thank you.
That's what I want to know.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sick of hearing it.
Thank
yes,
you.
I am
too,
Mr.
Talk.
You know
talk.
What?
He shouldn't be able to show a cracker.
I asked a question.
Uh-oh.
Can I get an answer?
Well, you know what?
Because it's his fucking show. If he wants to ban the N-word and then allow other words.
Well, you know what? And honestly,
it's not your show, Joe. It's Mr.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. I'll answer that question.
More than the Bible.
You know what? Wait a minute. I can solve this, damn it. All right, now, as I was asked so graciously by my co-host, you know what? I listened to him say it, and, you know, I really feel that he's not directing it at anyone in general.
Oh, he did. He directed it to Ottawa. Oh, yes, he did.
Did he? Well, I missed that. I missed that.
Yes,
so,
he did.
No
see, when
problem.
It's in general,
nope.
I don't say anything. But when
uh-huh.
you call, yeah, he said it directly to her.
Okay. Well, you know what? I apologize to her for his use of that word, calling him that. And I would talk with Mr. Lowe. You know, he's not on the line anymore. But I would have a discussion with him about that. Okay?
Thank you so kindly.
Now, oh, no problem. Hey, I'm an understanding person.
I know you are.
Okay. Okay. So basically, what I was saying before I had to answer the question was, you know, we asked a simple question: did you get the message? And from did you get the message, we came up with so much chaos and confusion, which really tells me none of us really know what the question is. So if we don't know what the question is, how are we going to answer? Did we get it? That's interesting. I mean, that's just my take on it, but, you know, I found that quite interesting. That's why I let y'all just go on and on, because I was just sitting here listening, and, you know, I was just amazed as we went from something so simple and innocent, and it became personal and just nasty at points. You know, that's not good at all. That's not good. But
It seems like
yes.
whenever, you know, we get into discussions, it seems to get into a battle of the sexes. You know, it's about men and women, and no matter what the topic is, it seems to veer off in that direction, and then there's a lot of hostility. And I'm not trying to be self-righteous because I know I'd express mine too, okay? But I think that's why I suggested about the round robin, because, you know, that way everybody can express their points. And then people can disagree, and then the next person, whatever. But whenever you seem to let the gate open, that's always where we end up. Why? I don't know.
Well, that just goes to show that's where our mind frame is. But that's all right. It's 2014. We're going to continue to work on that mindset and make it more understanding for everybody. But I prefer to have the lines open. That way everybody can interact. Of course, it does get a little chaotic. It does, you know, that's kind of, anyway, it gets a little chaotic, but I prefer it that way. But it's all right. We're going to be all right, Sister Ngoni. We're going to be all right. But
okay.
Then, you know, it's 10 after. So what I'm going to do, since I have so many people on the line, we're going to go ahead and let them go on and get their final words in. So y'all ready for your final words? Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with Brother Wesley. Your final words, sir.
My final words were, sir, it was a great show today, man, and I sent you a message about the quote of the day, and I love all my brothers and sisters. That's the only way we're going to know what's going on with each other, by dialogue. And it's great, man. That was great, great, great radio, man, where we had a dialogue with my brothers and sisters, man. It's beautiful, man. And continue to work, my sisters and brothers, and peace and blessing to everybody. As-salamu alaykum. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Brother Wesley. And I'll take a look at that quote, okay? All right. Okay. And next is up is Sister Ottawa.
Well, I just want to say that I can go into any church under any denomination because I know the source of the religion that is being practiced. So I can see myself in any church that I go into. And that's it. Have a great day.
Thanks,
all right, and thank you for dropping by. Hope to see you tomorrow. Shouldn't be that bad tomorrow. All right, let's see who next up. Galactic scientist. You know, that sounds like somebody's extra, extra smart. Galactic scientist.
Not really. I'm just a child of the world. That's all I am. I appreciate the comment.
Okay.
Great show as always, and I think that was that. The thing that was most telling about once we got into the segment about religion is it was very indicative of what religion does to people.
Mm-hmm.
If we were all Christians, there would still be stuff we don't even agree on, and we could be all of the same denomination. So I think that when people, you know, tag themselves, oh, I'm a Christian, oh, I'm Islamic, or one of these other things, oh, I'm Catholic, it serves them well to really look at what goes on inside of what you believe. Because if we are all being taught the same thing, but we have different viewpoints on it, that says a lot. And with that, I'm out. I love all of y'all. Have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll see you tomorrow also. All right. Next up is Miss Mays.
Hello.
Hello.
I say, most people want God to bless them. If they bless God or they bless the Spirit every day, they'll be doing God's work. But until we do, we're going to stay in the same maze that we're in each and every day when it comes to His work and His word and His commandments. And also with Lo, when I first came on, that was Lo. And Lo is going to be Lo. So you just have to put him in his chair and get him quiet, and just like Vernon used to be, which we learned to like each other. And that's what comes with Lo. It's just him.
Okay.
And that's all I got to say.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. And we see you tomorrow also. Okay. Miss Antoinette.
Well, Mr. Talk, you and Sister Agonia and everyone else here, it was a great show. And I really appreciated it. So thank you, and you have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
as
thank
always,
you for coming. She got that little mousy voice today. I wonder what's really going on.
I tell you, hit me up after.
All right. Let's see. Mr. Beasley, you up.
The song that you played in your mix, the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, had a little, I guess it's part of the chorus. It says, a child is born with a heart of gold, and the ways of the world makes his heart turn cold.
Mm. Very true. Very true.
As Mr. Beasley, deep as usual.
Yes, sir. And that is, oh, yes. You are right. All right, that's it, Mr. Beasley?
That's it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for joining us today. I hope to see you tomorrow. Sure. All right, and last but not least, Sister Dasa. I get it right.
Hadassah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say I enjoyed the show, too, and I think as long as we learn to respect each other's opinion, that nobody's got the all truth, the holy truth, and the almighty truth, we'll get along a lot better. But I did enjoy the show.
All righty.
Thank you,
ma'am. Yes, thank you for coming. Hope to see more of you. And to hear more of you also, not just to see you, to hear you. All right. Well, I think we covered everybody. Sister Ngoni, you got some last words.
Okay. Well, I didn't get to participate in the round robin, so I'll be brief. Like some others, I did my comparative study of religion at a younger age, and I came to the understanding that it's a ball of confusion, so I don't subscribe to organized religion. However, I do believe there's a creator and that you don't have to have a middleman in between you and your maker.
That's
the message I got.
You know what? I agree with you on that one. I really do. You know, it's amazing when it comes to religion. You know, and everybody has passion for what they think is the right thing. That's not a bad thing. However, I think, you know, one of the things we get mixed up is in the tradition and the physical part of so-called religion, where we should be working toward the spiritual part, because that's the part that's going to carry you on. You know what I mean? The body.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think the thing of it is to see a dogma. It becomes dogmatic. And, you know, what a person believes in or chooses to believe or the way they choose to worship is a personal matter between them and their creator. But they don't have a right to impose it on anyone else. And as far as holy books are concerned, there's many more holy books than the King James Version of the Bible, which has been revised and edited and has got about 18 books missing. Now, that's not to denigrate anyone's study of the Bible or belief in the Bible, you know, but it's I don't think that people should hit other people up on the head on their head with their holy books. That's what I think anyway, for whatever that's worth.
That's worth a lot. I can't say it any better, basically. You know, I really can't, you know. Well, I'll say, hey, look, just treat everybody the way you want to be treated. You know, be open to what they say. Don't, you know, force what you know on them. You know, be open. Listen a little bit. You know, sometimes, you know, you can find similarities in the different religions. Does that mean you flip-flopping? No, you're gaining knowledge. You're understanding what other people are believing in as well. You know, that's all it is. But yet, you know, we so quick to shoot the other one down because it says this compared to what I was saying. Well, instead of trying to find what the difference is, try and find a similarity. And you'd be surprised how similar a lot of it is. That's all
That's
I got
true.
To say
and
about
just,
it.
And just, you know, respect everyone's right to their evolutionary and spiritual growth process. And even if you disagree about religion, you know, it's a personal matter between you and your maker. You know, you know, but see, there are some ideas about proselytizing and the sheep and saving other folks' souls and all that kind of stuff, and that's where that dogmatic stuff comes from, in my view.
You got a good point. You have a very good point. Now, we can't be talking about Joe Sheep, though. You know, he get upset about them sheep. Anyway.
Yeah, I think everybody has to take personal responsibility for their spiritual growth and education. You know, and if you find people that you can share with and grow and learn, that's beautiful. But if not, boy, I mean, see, that's every war that we've had on this planet has been a result of religious warfare. You had the Crusades, the Inquisition is still in progress, if y'all didn't know.
Wow.
All you got to do is think about Gitmo and torture, boarding and all that. That's it. That's the Inquisition. And they're over there bombing up them people over there. In the Middle East, because they have a different religion. All wars have been started because they use religion as a tool to start warfare.
That's a very good point. Very good point. I can't even. You didn't say it at all. All right, y'all.
Well,
so
I didn't mean to be too long winded.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're the co-host. You can get long winded. So tell the.
I don't know, man. I tell you, they beat me up pretty bad, you know.
tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you.
My email address is ngonia@yahoo.com. I'll spell that, ngonia@yahoo.com. And please put Mr. Talk Show on the subject line so I can respond. And thanks, everybody, for coming and your contributions. And thank you, Mr. Talk, too.
All right. Thank you, as mm-hmm. always. All right, y'all. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Hey, you want to send us a comment, you can send it to ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you go stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Leave a comment there. As I say, if you got a quote you want to put out or want to hear on the show, just send it to me. Send it to me. I read it, and, you know, if it's decent, we'll get it on the air. Heck, we may let you read it on live on the air. It just depends. But, you know, it's just send them to me if you got a quote, find a quote you think is nice and goes with the show. Tomorrow's show is the Machiavelli syndrome. I know, I came up with it. I come up with some stuff, don't I? The Machiavelli syndrome. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. That'll be it tomorrow. Till tomorrow, y'all. 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, and 1 Mountain Time. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And for me and Sister Ngoni, y'all have a good one. We out of here.